shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a very mild start this morning. Temperatures in the 60s. We're going to climb up to nearly a record high this afternoon. I'll show you what that'll feel like.
Plus, we're tracking breaking news across our area. First, a shooting that left a woman and a teenager hurt at a local motel.
And then to that Amber Alert you probably saw and heard on your phone last night. We are learning more about the man accused of abducting this 9-month-old boy.
And extra security in place at Knightdale High School after a social media threat. Our team has you covered on it all. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning as we're going to get into the 80s once again. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're starting off with a lot of news here this morning. But the first, when you step outside, no jacket required, I think, right? It's a Phil Collins kind of day, right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. When you take a look at these temperatures in the 60s right now, 59 in Roxboro, but everybody else in the 60s is 64 in Clinton and 61 in Goldsboro, 63 in Rocky Mount and 62 in Southern Pines. So it's a mild start out there. I have a feeling that it's going to be pretty crowded here in Pinehurst on the golf course today. We do have a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour that continues to warm things up for us for the day today, looking again at these very warm temperatures. And these temperatures are anywhere from, say, 5 to 10 to 12 degrees warmer than they were yesterday. And yesterday was a warm day. We take a look at our forecast, and it's just off the charts up there. Temperatures are going to climb up into the upper 80s. Today stays nice and dry, but we're still on track to have at least a little bit of rain tomorrow. It shouldn't ruin your whole Saturday, though. We'll walk through the timeline coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following this morning. A teenager and a woman are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. Police spent hours at the Travel Lodge on Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville overnight. Michael Grace was there in the WRL breaking news tracker until officers left. That was about 2 a.m., and he joins us now live from the police station. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. And right now, police don't have anyone in custody at this time, but they told me they do believe they know who the shooter is. Now, take a look at this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of the scene. This video also coming to you just before 2 a.m. You can actually see the room the woman and the teen were shot in there at the Travel Lodge. The shooting happened just before 10 last night. The woman was shot in the back of the leg. The 13-year-old was grazed by a bullet. Now, this is the second shooting at this specific hotel recently. Back in August, two people were shot. One of them died. Right now, still, again, working with police to learn who that shooter is. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking this morning, nearly 12 hours later, an Amber Alert remains in effect for a 9-month-old boy. You may have seen the notification on your phone last night. We're also learning more about his father, who police say is the abductor. So this is Kaysen Monk. The 9-month-old weighs 30 pounds, was last seen wearing a white shirt, gray sweatpants, and a gray jacket. He's believed to be with his father, Dion Monk. Investigators say he's wanted in connection with the shooting in Greensboro, where he and Kaysen were last seen. Two people were found shot at this scene. Monk has ties to our area as well. WRAL has learned he faces charges for stealing a gun in Harnett County back in January. He was last seen driving a burgundy or red Saturn View with a broken rear window. Call 911 if you see him or Kaysen.
Extra security will be in place at Knightdale High School this morning after a threat was posted to social media. It's the latest in a string of threats at Wake County schools. WRAL's Naya Harden is at Knightdale High this morning. Naya.
Well, obviously, any type of threat is a reason for concern. And when we talk about these threats, they have to be taken seriously. That's why today you're going to see additional police that will be here at Knightdale High School to keep students and staff safe. Now, this particular incident involved a social media threat against the school. The school's principal said law enforcement was called in and they don't believe it's a credible threat and warned making threats is a criminal offense. Dozens of schools have received threats since school started in Wake County alone. Here's a map showing where local and state leaders are working to find solutions to crack down on threats against schools. Now, today is an early release day. That does mean that students will be on a half day. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Knightdale.
The search is growing this morning for the person who shot a teenager in Durham. You can see bullet holes in a car in this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The shooting happened just before 5 yesterday evening on Elm Street. The teen who was shot is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Another teen was shot just hours earlier in a drive-by. Since the start of the year, 15 people under the age of 18 have become victims to gun violence in Durham. Neighbors say they are fed up.
I refuse to be a prisoner in my house. Now, I've came out here to talk to these neighbors, and they feel the same way. They scared to come out of their house.
5 teenagers have been shot in Durham this week alone. You can see where on this map. 2 of them died.
We're working this morning to get answers about a serious crash involving a motorcycle in Wake County. The WRL Breaking News Tracker got this video of the scene on Penny Road last night. It happened near Blaney Franks Road in an area with sharp curves. Penny Road has since reopened. Troopers have not said if anyone was hurt.
Breaking news overseas. A U.S. contractor is dead and 5 service members and another contractor are hurt after a drone strike on a base in Syria. In a statement late last night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the drone was of Iranian origin. The U.S. responded to the attack with precision airstrikes against groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in eastern Syria. The names of the Americans killed and wounded have not been released.
Happening today, a lawyer for former President Donald Trump is expected to testify before a grand jury over Trump's handling of classified documents. A federal appeals court ordered Evan Corcoran to turn over documents and speak about the discovery that made national headlines last year. Corcoran told the federal government there had been a diligent search for classified documents at Trump's Florida estate, but then FBI agents later found hundreds of files there. Prosecutors want to learn how much Trump knew about those files.
We'll have to wait until next week to learn if charges are pending against Trump in another case. The grand jury investigating hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels will reconvene Monday. Trump claimed he would be indicted on Tuesday of this week. Manhattan's district attorney accused Trump of misleading people and prompting fellow Republicans in Congress to try and illegally interfere in the case.
Housekeepers in the UNC system are headed to Raleigh today to call for higher pay. The group is represented over 5,400 union members. They'll deliver a letter to state leaders at the legislative building. This is a live look right there in downtown Raleigh. They're asking for a raise from $15 an hour to $20 and for lawmakers to repeal a Jim Crow era law banning collective bargaining for public employees. Housekeepers say the changes will help with chronic understaffing in the UNC system.
A measure to expand Medicaid coverage to hundreds of thousands more North Carolinians is now on Governor Cooper's desk, but it will need more than just a signature. The General Assembly approved the bill yesterday after a decade of debate. Governor Cooper has signaled he will sign it as well. But it can't take effect until state lawmakers agree to a budget plan. That's because the bill is tied to the budget. State lawmakers hope to pass it this summer.
Another round of protests is planned today at Shaw University after the recent decision to only allow students to use the campus mosque. This is video of a previous demonstration at the university. Shaw decided to end the public use of the mosque earlier this month. Until the start of the pandemic, it had been open to anyone to use. The university only recently decided to make that change permanent. School staff in Durham fighting for higher pay.
We are underpaid and we deserve to have more money.
And just ahead, how much a pay raise would cost and the options school leaders are now weighing in on. Plus.
A bungee cord disaster caught on camera. How the man you see in this video says he managed to survive.
And we're tracking those temperatures for you today in the 80s as you look live at Rocky Mount Mills. Good morning to you. We'll see how long this warm weather will stick around in your 7-day forecast next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's a warm start for us out there this morning. Right now, our skies are clear. It's going to be a gorgeous day as long as you like it warm. Today's the day that we are likely to tie or even break some record highs across our area. So nice and quiet here in downtown Raleigh right now. You may not even need a jacket heading out the door, as Jeff said a little earlier. Temperatures are in the 60s right now. And of course, we're headed well into the mid to upper 80s. We take a look at your exercise forecast. I mean, to me, I feel like 60 is perfect exercise weather, especially if you're, you know, out running or doing something that's fairly aerobic. It's going to be pretty toasty in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, looking at 88 degrees, and we'll stay in the 80s through much of the evening. It'll be nice and bright today, but I'm tracking that line of showers tomorrow. I'll show you coming up.
Arrest affidavits are revealing more about the Colorado dentist accused of poisoning and killing his wife. James Craig appeared before a judge yesterday on a murder charge. Angela Craig was pronounced brain dead Saturday. She had gone to the hospital 3 days before, complaining of a severe headache and dizziness. And police found searches on his computer, including how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human. They say Craig then bought arsenic and cyanide and put it in his wife's protein shakes. The couple have 6 children together.
Police are still trying to sort out a motive after human remains were found in a burn pit at a home in Cary. We learned last night the homeowner, Ian DeLauder, has died. He was found in an RV at the property on Dorset Drive on Sunday. Police say he shot himself. They also think he killed Cecily Walker Scott. Officers identified her remains in that burn pit. Investigators have not said how she died.
We're working to learn what caused an outage at Durham's 911 call center. It lasted several hours last night. Access was restored before 8 p.m. Police tell us several other counties were reporting similar issues with their call centers. Transgender female athletes will soon be banned from competing in international women's track and field events. World Athletics announced it will block any athlete who had gone through male puberty from female competition categories. The organization says it is basing its limits around puberty instead of testosterone levels after getting feedback. World Athletics says as of now, there are no transgender athletes competing internationally.
School employees in Durham are pushing for higher pay as the Board of Education prepares its new budget.
We really need to be paid, and teachers are underpaid. They really need to be paid what they're worth.
They made their voices heard last night to the board. A recent study shows it would cost around $11 million to raise pay for classified staff members like instructional assistants and bus drivers. Earlier this week, Wake County Schools raised pay for educators with master's degrees and additional bonuses for bus drivers.
We can do master's pay, whether if it's not this year, then next year. Like, we're going to work on parental leave, like we've talked about.
A public hearing on superintendent's budget is next month. The board will vote on it after that.
Today, people living in Lewisburg can get free access to over-the-counter medicine. NC Medicist is hosting a mobile free pharmacy event on the campus of Vance Granville Community College. Anyone 18 and over is welcome to pick up cold medicine, allergy medication, and first aid supplies for free. There will also be free health screenings. No ID required. Medicine is first come, first served. The event runs from 9 until 2.
You can watch military and recreational planes take off while you eat dinner in Smithfield. That's the concept behind Low and Slow Smokehouse at Johnston Regional Airport.
The planes coming in and out at a very personable level is just different, and it's something no one else has.
And there is a full menu and lunch and dinner buffet with pulled pork, ribs, fried chicken, potatoes, mac and cheese, banana pudding, lots more there. There's a discount for members of the military who use the airport daily. Look for this story on WREL.com. Yeah, they have an observation deck at RDU as well. If you get a good day, it's a fun time. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Today might be one of those days.
You know, that's one thing. When the kids were little, you would go out there. Matter of fact, they have a little playground there, too, at RDU. The kids love watching the planes take off and land. And if you're trying to get, if you have a little kid and you're like trying to get them out to dinner, you know how that is with their toddlers. You got airplanes taking off and landing. That guy's onto something, I'll tell you what. Right now, it's looking absolutely gorgeous. gorgeous out there. Temperature 60 degrees. Our skies are clear. It's possible that there could be a little patchy fog at some point this morning. We haven't seen any of that develop just yet. Temperatures will climb into the 70s by lunchtime. So speaking of eating outside, boy, today would be a perfect day to have your lunch outside. 61 in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, 62 right now in South Hills. It's a really warm start. Remember yesterday afternoon, the wind started to pick up during the afternoon. We're going to see the same thing again today. Our wind out of the southwest at about 10 to 15 in the afternoon, but gusting 20 to 25. It's not, you know, not anything that's going to cause any damage or danger. It's just going to be, you know, just a little unpleasant to have the breezy conditions in the afternoon. 88 degrees today. If we hit that 88, we'll end up tying the previous record for today in Raleigh and breaking that record in Fayetteville. 81 tomorrow. We do have the potential for some showers. The question is, what time are those going to come? You know, we're only 24 hours out from that. And the models are diverging on that a little bit, but I'll explain. Sunday, looking at 83 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Looks absolutely beautiful. So record warmth for tomorrow. We could tie the record set back in 1929 at RDU, and in Fayetteville, we could break it or tie it, come close. Anyway, 87 was the record set back in 1939. Here comes the next band of showers and thunderstorms. We do have this pretty significant looking line of rain and storms back to our west. We're not likely to have any severe weather with this, but we'll see a little bit of cloud cover popping up here and there. You can see that pops up here this morning, but for the most part, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, maybe partly cloudy for part of the day. We have a front that'll drop into the north and bring some showers up into Virginia, but it doesn't move all the way into our viewing area. Here's Saturday morning at 7 a.m., and then there's that line of showers and storms that rolls through in the morning, and then it's mostly over by early afternoon. After that, we begin to see some clearing. Temperatures will be warm for the next 3 days. Highs are in the 80s, and even Monday stays mild at 70. After that, we're looking at some 60s and 70s as we get into next week. Still tracking the potential for some showers late Sunday into Monday. I'll walk through the timeline for that for you coming up in just a little bit.
All those spring seasons are starting now. North Carolina Courage have their home opener this weekend. Mm-hmm. And while there are a lot of new players this season, there is one face you will likely recognize who has a lot of ties to our area.
Plus, not one, but two impersonation scams discovered just this week by local police. The telltale signs officers say you should be watching for.
.453 is the time on your Friday morning, and a good morning to Sanford. This is a live look from our WRL Live Cam network. We're expecting temperatures to reach into the 80s today. North Korea claims it is testing an underwater drone capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that could create what it calls a radioactive tsunami. North Korea's state-run news agency says the country detonated a test warhead yesterday afternoon. The report claims the weapon has been in development since 2012 and has undergone more than 50 tests in the past 2 years. This comes as Kim Jong-un is warning the U.S. and South Korea that they should end the joint military drills.
We're getting a peek at the next electric SUV from VinFast. That's a Vietnam-based electric car maker building a factory in Chatham County. WRL's Ryan Trader has a look at the upcoming model.
They're calling it the VF9, and VinFast says it eventually will be sold in the United States. Now, here's a look at the SUV. Reuters quotes VinFast as saying the VF9 will have 3 rows of seats and 2 electric motors. It also says the SUV is going to be able to charge to 70% from 10% battery in just over a half hour. Prices will start at $83,000. And Reuters says that after Vietnam, VinFast plans to sell the VF9 in the United States in the next few months. Earlier this month, we learned that VinFast will not start producing vehicles from its Moncure factory until 2025. Originally, it planned to produce them beginning in 2024. Last week, we learned that several key executives left the company. But Chatham County's manager tells WRL News the departures have no effect on the company's plans in Chatham County. And you can read more and see those pictures of the VF9 in our story at WRALTechWire.com. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Pretty sharp ride right there. North Carolina Courage have their home opener tomorrow, and there's a lot of new players this season, but there is one face you might recognize. The team now has U.S. Women's National Team defender and former UNC star Emily Fox. The Courage lost Captain Abby Ersig and fellow national teamer Carson Pickett in the deal. Tomorrow's opener starts at 2 in Cary.
And fencing fans are gathering at Cameron Indoor Stadium today for the 2023 NCAA Championship. The men's competition wraps up today. and the women compete this weekend. Duke has several athletes in this competition. UNC has two.
A dairy cow named Doris is getting attention online for struggling to get up in the morning. Take a look, as every other cow on a farm in England got up and left for milking.
Except for Doris. Doris is actually pretending to be asleep. Doris, come on. I see your ears moving. Come on, I can see your eye. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Doris's owner figured this whole thing out. He knew she was faking because about 30 seconds before, she had popped her head up and looked straight at him. So he adds that she has a fantastic personality and is definitely more person than cow. Doris has already racked up over 1 million views on TikTok.
I feel you, Doris. It is hard to get up some mornings. A close call during a bungee cord jump is going viral. Take a look. You can hear the panic as the bungee cord snaps. So this happened in Thailand. The 39-year-old tourist in the video says he had serious bruises when he hit the water. He managed to swim to the surface, even though his legs were tied. He says he only did the bungee jump because his friends dared him. The park gave him a refund and paid for the X-ray and ultrasound scans.
When I first saw that, I thought that it kind of broke his fall. Like it almost stopped and then he just fell the rest of the way. But then I heard of his injuries and there were several. He was able to do the interview after that happened.
Yeah.
So not too bad. But another reason why I don't bungee jump.
Yeah, no. Definitely. If I even considered it, I'm not doing it after seeing that video.
All right, how about this? An exciting finish overnight as the remaining teams in the NCAA tournament get whittled down. What you might have missed as you slept, and what's ahead this weekend.
Plus, State Auditor Beth Wood makes a big admission in court as she faces a judge for her role in a hit-and-run crash.
And we're tracking breaking news out of Fayetteville, where a woman and a teenager were shot at a motel